Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, let's pick it up a little bit. 6-1 the final score. Yeah, I got a little bit of energy after this one. Royals lose again. I mean, do you want all the numbers? Do you really care on how bad is it? No, not right now. Now, Royals lose again. That's four in a row. 6-1 the final score. Hey, maybe it's just me. But I'd rather be angry than feel nothing. I'm just glad that this game tonight didn't suck. It didn't. Tuesday sucked. Game two in Minneapolis, that one, I had nothing on the post-game show. Sure, Bobby hit a home run, but yeah. You really didn't have many missed opportunities in that game on Tuesday. Kenta Maeda just had the boys flailing. Zach Greinke wasn't very good, and the bullpen gave up runs. Tuesday sucked. Wednesday was even worse. Yesterday was even worse. Now, I mentioned Bobby hits the home run in game two back on Tuesday. You got nothing offensively. You got shut out yesterday for the 10th time this season. If Bobby hits the home run on Tuesday, not many other scoring chances in that game. There were no real scoring chances yesterday. Alec Marsh pitched pretty well for his second outing. And, of course, the bullpen gave up runs. Yeah, the final two games in Minneapolis, those games were awful. This one wasn't awful because there were chances. The Royals did have opportunities to score. They just missed on, well, basically all of them. Now, today's game didn't stink because there's reason to feel something after this game. Now, what you're feeling is likely anger. Anger at the chance after chance after chance that this team refused to take advantage of. Now, you had fine pitching. Jordan Lyles did his job tonight. 87 pitches after having 12 days off, being wiped out from an intestinal issue. Now, obviously lost some weight. At least it looked like he had to me. 87 pitches after a 12-day respite. 87 pitches, 5 innings of one-run baseball. Jordan Lyles did his job. Sure, the bullpen gave up runs, but you should always expect the bullpen to give up runs. For God's sakes, you're 38 games below 500. That's a new low water mark for the season. When you're 38 games below 500, it's kind of assumed that your bullpen stinks. And it's not getting better when they trade Scott Barlow, ladies and gentlemen. Bullpen gives up 5 runs tonight. That's likely to continue for the remaining 74 games this season. So I don't really care about the bullpen. What I care about are these young hitters and these young pitchers. Now, Jordan Lyles doesn't fall into that latter category, so we just say, nice job, Jordan. Enjoy the paycheck. Offensively, first inning, 2-1 and 1 out. Olivares, Melendez cannot come through. Olivares, I'm done mentioning him. He's not really a part of this young core, these unproven position players that we talk about on a nightly basis. Yeah, first inning, second inning, fourth inning, sixth inning, seventh inning. Whether it's Bobby getting robbed by a great diving catch from Miles Straw, it's MJ Melendez flying out, it's Michael Garcia striking out, MJ punches out, MJ pops out, Salvi flies out. You had opportunities, but you could not execute. Royals strike out 8 times tonight, which is down from what we saw in Minneapolis. But yeah, a little frustrated after this one tonight because the chances were there. Royals have 6 base hits. They draw 5 walks. And as a team tonight in this 6-1 loss, the Royals finish off 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Those 2 losses in Minnesota, I don't want to say they didn't matter, but there was nothing to learn from the past 18 innings, good or bad. Nothing. Tonight, something to take away from this one, and it's not very good. I want to discuss Drew Waters, and I want to discuss what's at the center of the issue right now for this team. How can this ball club look so good against the Dodgers and the Rays and yet fall flat on their freaking face against the Guardians and the Minnesota Twins? There's a lot to talk about, but if you want to dissect this 6-1 loss, if you want to give your thoughts on the state of the organization, the state of the team, if you want to talk Royals baseball, I'm your man. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's also our text line number, 913-586-7610. Royals' record falls to 25-63. They look to snap the losing streak tomorrow with Daniel Lynch on the hill. Now, there's something to get excited about. We'll talk about Lynch as well before we get out of here, but I want to hear from you first. 913-586-7610. Royals lose 6-1. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Flight 72.
Cody and Gold will be live from the Chiefs practice field all summer long in St. Joe to give you live real-time updates on the defending Super Bowl champs, live press conferences, exclusive one-on-one player interviews, plus front row access to see who's in the best shape of their life.
Bring the energy!
Tune in weekdays starting at 10 to Cody and Gold this summer.
Let's go!
Live from Chiefs training camp on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The payoff pitch. Prado laces it toward right field, down in front of Kwan, base hit. Went rounds third base. Coming to the plate, he's in standing. Opposite field, 2-strike RBI single for Nick Prado. And the Royals have a 1-0 lead in the top of the first.
I was a younger man then. That's Jake Eisenberg. As heard here on 610 Sports Radio, Nick Prado's opposite field RBI single plates Bobby Witt Jr. to give the Royals a first inning lead. It was a short-lived lead as a leadoff home run to Andrés Giménez to lead off the second inning tied this game up at one apiece. The 1-1 score would remain until Jordan Lyles exits the game. Heading into the bottom of the sixth inning, 1-1. Amir Garrett is handed the ball, and Amir Garrett gives up a home run to Jose Ramirez, a home run to Josh Naylor, walks the next batter, basically gives away the next 90 feet, and then another 90 feet as Giménez steals second and steals third. What I'm trying to say is Amir Garrett is the culprit tonight. Amir Garrett has the loss placed at his feet, although the offense, I think it was safe to assume that you got to score again, right? It's 1-1 going to the sixth. Even if Amir Garrett puts up a zero there in the sixth, you got to score a second run. So you know what? Maybe we don't put the loss at the feet of Amir Garrett. Maybe the offense, the young bats, and Salvi, maybe they take the loss tonight. You know what? I think that's fair. 913-586-7610. Royals lose 6-1. Four runs come in to score in that sixth inning. Last I checked, they're only charging two of them to Amir Garrett. Yeah, two earned runs as Nicky Lopez's error apparently is a two-run error. I don't see that. Should be at least three earned runs charged to Amir Garrett in that four-run sixth inning. Scott Barlow gave up a run in the eighth. Not a high leverage spot, right? The team's down by four. He just needed his work. Barlow hadn't pitched since Saturday. By the way, tonight's appearance, career appearance number 270 for Scott Barlow in his Royals career. He's only the sixth pitcher in franchise history to appear in 270 games and not start one of them. Him, Greg Holland, Joaquin Soria, Kelvin Herrera, Dan Quisenberry, and Jeff Montgomery. My game notes following this 6-1 loss, my game notes brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Royals muster six hits in the nine innings tonight. The only Royal with multiple hits was Drew Waters, a leadoff single in the second and a leadoff single in the fourth. He would not touch third base in either inning. Waters is hitting .362 the last 2 weeks with an OPS of .953 in that stretch of 13 games. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Taking a look at the text line, John in Mission writes in, Vern, how much of this is lack of talent? How much is between the ears? As ever since playing well against the Dodgers, it feels like there's a lot more strikeouts, more warning track power, more stranded runners. Sure, pitching has let us down. Anyway, time for the Jameson. Thanks for listening. Signed, John in Mission. It's been a while since I've had some Jameson. How much of is it lack of talent in between the ears? Well, believe it or not, John, you've listened to this show long enough. I have a very, very long answer to give you. The short answer is I think a majority of it is talent. Okay. The long answer is really what I laid out earlier today on the On Deck show. The issue for this team right now is obviously a lack of talent and a lack of consistency. You know what? Let's not focus on the talent. Let's talk about consistency. Where can this team find consistency? Because that's the only way you're going to, I don't know, win three games in a row. Royals remain the only team in baseball yet to win three games in a row. So, how are you going to put it together? You know, what happened against the Dodgers and the Rays that has yet to happen against Cleveland or Minnesota? Well, when you look at those series, the Royals offensively like you're saying, executed in big spots, in situations where you could not strike out, they did not strike out. So they executed offensively, and they got good pitching. And you look at that Dodgers series, look what Brady Singer and Daniel Lynch did. Go back to that Rays series. You look at what Carlos Hernandez and Jordan Lyles did, even a Daniel Lynch. This guy's pitched very well. Now, Lynch had two strong starts. Singer had a strong start. Hernandez had multiple strong multi-inning appearances. You pitched well. Your pitching was just as good, if not better, than their pitching. They being the Dodgers, they being the Rays. Your pitching was as good as theirs. So that's how you won the games. Of those two things, what can this team honestly expect to do consistently? Do you expect this pitching staff that has traded Aroldis Chapman away and appears to be getting close to trading Scott Barlow away? Trade deadline about 3.5 weeks away. Can you really expect this pitching staff to, on a consistent basis, outpitch the opposition? Not Daniel Lynch tomorrow? Maybe. Brady Singer on Saturday? Possibly. Sunday with Ryan Yarbrough, if he is the one making the start, or when Zach Greinke's turn comes back around in the second half of the season, when Jordan Lyles' turn comes up, or Austin Cox, or Alec Marsh, do you view them as someone that can stare down the opposing pitcher and out-duel them? Furthermore, I just mentioned the bullpen. The bullpen's going to give up runs on a rather consistent basis because you're a bad team, and bad teams normally have bad bullpens, and bad bullpens on bad teams get picked apart at the deadline. It's going to be really tough for this pitching staff to out-duel the opposition on a consistent basis. Okay, so we look at the offense. How can this offense find consistency? Knowing that this brutal game of failure... look at Salvador Perez right now. Now, Salvi, who tattooed one off the left field wall in the seventh inning to snap a long offensive skid for the great number 13. Salvi 1-for-4 with a first inning walk. That single in the seventh snapped a elongated skid for the Royals all-star representative. But you've been watching Salvi long enough. Salvi is a guy that is on the path to Cooperstown, and he still goes through elongated slumps, right? Okay, so when we look at this offense, how do we get consistent execution? How do they do what they did against the Dodgers and against the Rays on a consistent basis? Sure, it takes focus, no doubt. It takes a selflessness. It takes a burden or any sort of pressure that's on your shoulders, that needs to be released. I think you saw that in Tampa and the Dodgers because everyone knew our backs are up against the wall. No one expects us to win. It's going to take a damn near perfect effort for us to get out of here alive. So you throw your ego out. You sacrifice for the guy next to you. You have a heightened level of focus when you're taking on the class of Major League Baseball for the past decade in the Rays and in the Dodgers. So if we already acknowledge that veteran hitters have a difficult time finding consistency offensively, how in the world is a lineup that consists of six, seven starters every night that are still trying to find their footing in the big leagues? Still trying to find out if they even belong in the big leagues. Now, of course, they have talent. They can do something well. They wouldn't be here if they didn't have talent or did something well on the baseball diamond. Of course, they're talented. You got to be talented to get to the show. But the only way you stay in the big leagues is by producing on a consistent basis. To do that, you got to be good. So ask yourself this. Who do I believe is a good big league hitter? Keep in mind, If you are a good big league hitter, you still go up and down. You still struggle for consistency in your performance. The reason why you stick around is because you bring consistency with your mindsets, your preparation, and the way that you handle the ups and downs and the failure in this game. When I look at this Royals lineup right now, you know, Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, Finny Pasquantino, those are the three of the unproven position players that I'm willing to say are good. Now, these are guys that are going to be in the big leagues for years to come. And again, I'm not saying all-stars, multiple all-stars. I'm just saying that they stick around in the show. That they can be consistent in both production and in mentality. So Garcia, Witt, and Salvi, your top three hitters tonight. Other than that, I don't know about Nick Prado, Edward Olivares, MJ Melendez, Drew Waters, Dyrone Blanco, Nicky Lopez. They all do something well. That's why they're here. Yeah, Prado has talent. Melendez has power. Waters has five tools. Right. Blanco can run. Nicky can field. Eddie Olivares can hit. Yeah, they're all ball players, right? They're all talented. But I don't know if any of them are good. So how can I expect consistency from guys that I don't even know are going to be consistent enough to be in the big leagues in 2 years from now? So, John, when you ask, is it more talent or is it between the ears? For it to be between the ears, they need to be very talented. So I think it begins with the talent. Right, like Bobby and Michael and Salvi, they go through it between the ears at times. MJ right now is going through it between the ears. That's what it looks like to me. Melendez tonight, 0 for 4 with a pair of strikeouts. Yeah, it looks like it's between the ears right now for MJ Melendez, but I'm still stuck on step one. Yes, he's talented. Yes, he has power. Yes, he's an athlete. But is he good? This evaluation season of 2023, these are the things that we need to make declarative statements about by the end of the season. Are these guys good? Are they good big league hitters, good big league ball players? Because if you're still not sure, how in the world can we expect consistent execution from guys that we don't even believe are good? If you're just joining, again, good is a relative term. They're good compared to you and me and 90% of the people walking the planet. But I'm talking about amongst their peers. 26 men on 30 big league ball clubs. Compared to them, are they good? Consistency needs to come from one of two spots. Either in the execution from these very young Royals hitters, or from the pitching staff consistently matching, if not out-dueling, the opposition. So I ask you, what's more likely? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals lose in Cleveland, 6-1 the final score. Jordan Lyles did his job, 5 innings of one-run baseball, 6 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Despite this performance, 5 innings of one-run baseball, Jordan Lyles, his ERA remains just under 6.5. And for some reason, I was looking at the ERA leaders in Major League Baseball among qualified starting pitchers. There are only 4 pitchers in Major League Baseball, qualified pitchers in Major League Baseball, that have an ERA north of 5.2. There's only 4. 3 of the 4 are in your rotation. Jordan Lyles has the worst ERA. Brady Singer, the 3rd worst. Zach Greinke, the 4th worst. And that pitching staff, on a consistent basis, is going to outperform the opposition? No. No. No, we got 74 games to go. You need to watch for players, performance, and progression. if you're watching for wins and losses, I don't know what you're doing. Royals lose 6-1. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
So are we. So go ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals lose 6-1. Drew Waters picks up a pair of hits. I think you're seeing why he was one of my three keys to the season, or my X, Y, and Z. I come up with that every spring. If these three players exceed expectations, the Royals have a chance to compete for the postseason. My X, Y, and Z were Drew Waters, Nick Prado, and Daniel Lynch. I think you've seen all three show why, you know, if they were there opening day, and you know, who knows? Who knows? And if Daniel Lynch was pitching like this, and I don't even know if it's possible for Daniel Lynch to be pitching like this, if not for the injury that sidelined him at the end of spring training. I know talking with him recently, he was praising Brian Sweeney, Royals pitching coach, praising Brian Sweeney for challenging him throughout that rehab assignment in Omaha. Really instilling him with a lot of confidence. But Prado drives in the run, Waters with the multi-hit game. We'll see Daniel Lynch coming up tomorrow. Those were the X, Y, and Z. Now again, my X, Y, and Z were also predicated on Bobby having a nice year, Salvi, MJ, Vinny, Singer. Vinny's banged up. Singer's just starting to turn it around. MJ has not had a good season. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley out there listening, cheering on his boys in blue. Rally Mantis says, awesome job, Jordan Lyles. Horrible job, Amir Garrett. Mike in Omaha Vern, tough to find a silver lining tonight, but I'll try. Jordan Lyles has been pitching better of late. It's about all I got. Signed, Mike in Omaha. I appreciate you making an attempt, Mike. Nice job. Always great hearing from you. Let's go to Kyle from the Northland. Always nice hearing from Kyle. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Vern. It's good to see you. Good to hear you again. It's always a pleasure. I was just wondering, you know, you mentioned Slavy being in a slump lately, and that's not really what sparked my curiosity, but I am curious what you think about have we reached the point in Bobby's career where he's now better than Slavy? I was just looking through the numbers, and, you know, that seems like a pretty wild statement to me at this point in his career, but the batting average is pretty similar. Home runs are pretty similar. Bobby's got more RBIs and more runs scored, and then you throw in the stolen bases, and I'm not sure how to compare them defensively, but just something I'd like to hear your thoughts on. That's all I've got for tonight. But
wow,
win or lose, we still listen to you. So,
thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it, man.
Of course.
That's a good question. Thanks for the phone call. Bobby, after this 1-for-4 effort tonight, his OPS is at 717, Salvi's 729. Well, there's two ways to answer that. If I'm drafting a team today, yeah, I select Bobby Witt Jr. well before I select Salvador Perez. One's a 23-year-old 5-tool dynamo. The other's a 33-year-old power-hitting catcher slash DH. But, bottom of the ninth inning, a game that actually matters, man on third, two outs, who do I want at the dish? I think it's Salvador Perez, so it's really... which category or which person do you consider the best on the team? The guy that you would draft first or the guy that you would give the bat to for the biggest at-bat of the game? Because Bobby's the talent. Bobby's the top pick. But I want Salvy at the dish in the biggest spot. So I don't know how I would choose who's the best player on the team. Ideally, you get to a spot where Bobby's both, right? So I guess the answer right now remains Salvy. And that's just my opinion. Kyle, you might want Bobby in that spot. Again, Bobby, 1-for-4 with a walk and a stolen base, is 26th bag of the season. That's fourth most in Major League Baseball. Bobby hitting .295 since the start of June. 39 games in OPS, a respectable OPS of .755. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's hear from Jordan Lyles. Did not factor in the decision. The loss, deservedly so, goes to Amir Garrett because you can't give it to the offense. Here's what Jordan Lyles had to say to Bally Sports Kansas City.
To get back out there and be with the guys competing. And then outing-wise, I thought Salvy and I, we threw it pretty well. Handed out a few hits, but we other than the solo homer, I thought we threw it pretty well. And Salvy had a really good game plan. Obviously, being in this division, knowing these guys, knowing this lineup for so long, just following his lead. And he put us in the right situation often.
How big was it to work out of that third inning after the home run and then retire your final six batters in the game?
That double play was big, especially for me personally in my outing, to limit the damage to just one run, to get back into the dugout and start fresh, to come back out and start fresh. That was big. And we kind of settled it in. I got the changeup rolling the second half of the outing. Overall, I thought we threw it decently.
After that home run, it seemed like he kind of pointed to your chest. Was it a kind of cross-up or something with the ball to Jimenez that he hit out?
No, I think that was more of a wiping sweat off my hands. There was nothing. No.
Did you feel... Okay, even after missing your last
year in the
rotation, how did you feel overall out there being back out on the mound?
It was hot, muggy, but overall, yeah, it didn't feel like or nor did I think about what had happened, missing a start. So physically and mentally, we were in a good spot tonight.
Well, in the past couple starts, you picked up a win in Tampa Bay, only one run today. Does it feel like anything's been different for you the past couple times out?
No. The start in Tampa gave a couple of runs early, and then our offense picked me up in a huge way, putting up some big numbers. And then we got the win that night. And then tonight we just settled in. Like I said earlier, following Salvi, it's pretty easy with a guy with that much experience, especially in division. He was able to, like I said, put us in the right situation often.
Jordan Lyles, five innings of one-run baseball. Royals lose 6-1. Let's go back to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 785, Vern, another full-on Quatrero-managed bullpen disaster. All right, I don't know if this person's joking. Let's keep going. Vern, I don't really need to see anyone over the age of 30 pitching anymore in high leverage situations. Leave Jordan Lyles in. Too much babying these guys as always lead to losses, especially with the hitting not clicking. Okay. All right. So I don't want to see anyone over the age of 30 pitching in any more high leverage situations, but you want to leave Jordan Lyles in there. And you want to blame Q for this one. Okay. Now, that's certainly a choice, blaming the manager. Okay, that's new. It's unique. Yeah, personally, I had no issue with pulling Jordan Lyles after five again. Hasn't pitched in 12 days. And tested a bug, lost some weight. And did his job. Honestly, I thought it lined up perfectly to pull him. 87 pitches, five innings of one-run baseball, and the leadoff hitter due up in the sixth was Jose Ramirez. You wanted Jordan Lyles to face Jose Ramirez a third time? I didn't. And then you look at Ramirez's splits, and you see how much he's struggled against lefties, and you have a lefty in the bullpen. How about that lefty command a fastball? How about Amir Garrett command a fastball? Because it was pretty obvious to me, and obviously to Jose Ramirez, that Garrett couldn't command his fastball, so I'm going to sit slider and do damage. And then after I hit home plate, after hitting that game-winning home run in the sixth inning, I'm going to tell Josh Naylor, sit slider. So then Naylor goes up there, and the first pitch he sees is a slider, and he hits it for a home run. And then Amir walked the next batter on four pitches and didn't pay attention to him on the base paths and gave away second base and gave away third base with back-to-back stolen bases. But sure, yeah, if it's Q's fault for trusting one of his relievers. Okay, so you only want to see someone under the age of 30. Okay. So no more Barlow, no more Taylor Clark. Which I can't argue. So only, what, Coleman, Heasley, Snyder, and Hernandez. Kwas, I guess, isn't 30 yet, is he? Okay, yeah, you want to go that way? So what, get rid of Amir Garrett? Okay, yeah, I'm not going to argue on that. Look, I'm not going to push back as far as the relievers that you want to see. Yeah, I'm not sitting here going, hey, more Nick Whitgren. No, not at all. I would like to see Ryan Yarbrough back. He's 31. But anyway, I'm not going to fight you on the bullpen. Yeah, the bullpen stinks. What do you expect? But you got to use it. You're going to need to use it, and it's going to stink. But as far as, you know, babying Jordan Lyles, man, they haven't been babying Jordan Lyles. I mean, did you hear the ERA statistic I just gave you? He has the worst ERA in baseball. The worst ERA in baseball. And they keep giving him the ball. How is he's top, what, 40 in Major League Baseball in innings pitched? How are they babying him? They continue to pitch him. He's 20th in the American League, and he missed a start. 20th in the American League in innings pitched. How are they babying him when they're running him out there as much as they are anyone else in baseball? No, you're just upset that your team stinks. I get it. I'm with you. It's frustrating. It's hard to watch. Raj and the Ozarks, our buddy, writes in. Vern, Mike Sweeney said on the radio broadcast that changes could come during or after the All-Star break. Any idea what he's referring to? No, I don't know. I mean, Mike Sweeney is plugged in. And it's late. If Mike Sweeney is a terrific addition to the radio and television broadcast, not only because of what he did on the field and what he knows and his affiliation, all right, still working for the organization, he knows everyone, he knows everything, but he also loves to tell stories and at times can have loose lips. So you better always listen closely to Mike Sweeney. And what you're referring to, I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but I could make some guesses. MJ Melendez could go to Omaha. Amir Garrett could be shown the door. Yeah, look, take a look at what... Don't. I'll just let you know. There are plenty of arms that are worthy of innings down in the minor leagues. Not saying great arms or arms that are going to save the season or turn things around. No. Brad Keller, Ryan Yarbrough, some other guys that you haven't heard of before, the John McMillans and Will Kleins, Jackson Kowars down there. I mean, there are options. And it's not like you're paying Amir Garrett a lot of money. He's going to be a free agent. So, changes are coming over the next 3.5 weeks from the trade deadline to the, I don't want to say when they start waving the white flag. The white flag's been waved since opening day. But now 38 games below 500. Once the trade deadline has passed, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of the veterans on this team, to go back to a previous text, a lot of the over 30 players on this ball club to be whacked, sent out of town, or just let go. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 918, Vern, it's just a lack of execution. The boys went 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position tonight. They should bunt or something because it's worked before. All right. 816 is amazed that the Royals have 3 of the 4 highest ERAs in Major League Baseball. Calling it an insane stat. Yeah. Lyle's the worst. Singer, third worst. Greinke, fourth worst. How about this statistic? The Royals are on pace to go 46-116. How's that for a statistic? From the 816, Vern, you're probably tired of this question, but what do we do with MJ Melendez? Another one from the 913. Vern, I swear MJ had 20 home runs last year. He had 18 strikeouts, or excuse me, look at that. He had 18 home runs last year. I don't know why I immediately went to strikeouts. That's not a Freudian slip. I don't know what is. 18 home runs last year for MJ Melendez. 131 strikeouts in 129 games. This year, 6 home runs. And we've already went past the halfway point, so he's obviously well short of his pace from last season. And he has 97 strikeouts in 80 games. Well, add on tonight, and he has 99 strikeouts in 81 games this year. What's next for MJ Melendez? Likely some time down in Omaha to clear his mind, find some confidence, and re-fall in love with, not the game of baseball, but with the work. The work of overcoming the failure. Because right now, I feel as if, or it seems to me as if MJ Melendez is just straight up prepared to fail rather than preparing to overcome his failure. It seems to me as if it's just all snowballing right now, looks lost at the dish, and could use some time in Omaha to hopefully help a team win and find where he fits in on a winning team. That's the key right now, in my opinion, for MJ Melendez. Thank you very much for the text messages. Royals in Cleveland, game two of this four-game series comes your way Friday night, 6:10 for the first pitch. A nice little pitching matchup as Daniel Lynch squares off with Aaron Savale. Savale, the third-round pick of the Cleveland Guardians back in 2016. Daniel Lynch, the first-round pick of the Royals back in 2018. Daniel Lynch is the best guy you got right now. If you're going to win one before the All-Star break, if you're going to win one on this seven-game road trip, I think it's got to be tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock. Zant Durham, great job back at the studio. Really appreciate your help. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.